Warning. This article contains graphic details that may disturb some readers. When Scott Devlin went missing on June 17, his colleagues immediately started to worry. 2.5 weeks later, Devlin is still missing, but his co-workers aren't so sure about him anymore. "I don't want a pedophile on staff," said one of Devlin's co-workers, who asked to remain anonymous. "It's been a roller coaster of emotions for us, to be honest." For 2 years, Devlin was a valued, hard-working employee at Blue Diamond Cleaning, someone everybody got along with. Since Devlin disappeared, screenshots of Sue Star articles from the 1990s have circulated on social media, outlining court cases where a Scott Devlin was convicted on charges involving young girls. Sue today confirmed with a family member that those stories are about the same Scott Devlin who's now missing. Devlin's co-worker at Blue Diamond Cleaning said they almost fell over when they learned about his past. In 1993, a 20-year-old Devlin was sentenced to 90 days in prison for sexually touching a 9-year-old girl, while already serving a 100-day sentence for breaking and entering and theft. The Star reported that Devlin touched the girl's private parts while she was sleeping in her room during a visit with her parents after drinking heavily. In 1998, when Devlin was 25, he approached a 10-year-old girl while mountain biking on a trail on Whitefish Island on May 16. When she tried to go around Devlin, he blocked her and knocked her down, and then touched the girl's pubic area over her clothing, only stopping when the girl began screaming and another girl approached. On May 19 of that year, Devlin approached an 8-year-old girl who was using the play equipment at St. Mary's Elementary School, followed her from the swings to the slide, and picked her up off her feet when she tried to leave. Devlin reached between the girl's legs as she wiggled and kicked to escape. In June of that year, he was once again sentenced to 2 years, less a day, on 2 counts of sexual assault and 2 counts of breaching probation orders. He was also sentenced to 3 years probation after his time in prison. "No young female child is safe in this community with the likes of Mr. Devlin on the streets," said Provincial Court Judge Wayne Cohen in a June 1998 Sue Star article. These articles are just the latest twist in a bizarre, shocking story that's unfolded at the 700 block apartments on Pine Street over the past few weeks. Devlin was last seen leaving the apartment building at around 8:30 a.m. on June 17, ostensibly making his way to a work shift he never showed up for. On June 19, in an apartment just down the hall from Devlin's, police found a woman's body, which they have been investigating as a homicide. The deceased woman was between 18 and 20 years old, neighbors told Sue today. When he went missing, Devlin's co-workers were simply filled with concern for their colleague, but now they're contemplating the unthinkable. "We all would have argued if you said that Scott was involved in the murder because it's just not the person that we know, but after those articles came out, we're all like, whoa." With all the information that's come to light since his disappearance, his co-workers are now shocked by the difference between Devlin's history and the agreeable, 52-year-old man they worked with. "It doesn't feel like that's the person that we know," his co-worker said. "That's the struggle, right? He got along with pretty much everybody. He was a great worker and all of the crews liked him." Sue today asked the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service whether Devlin's disappearance and the ongoing homicide investigation are linked. Here's what police said. "Scott Devlin is still missing and police are investigating that incident as a missing person. If anyone has information about Scott's whereabouts, they are urged to contact Sault Police by calling 705-949-6300, said Lincoln Lutet, corporate communications manager. "While no arrest has been made, the homicide investigation is ongoing. Community members are encouraged to review any security footage they may have and to share any information with Sault Police by calling 705-949-6300. Or by utilizing Crime Stoppers to report anonymously." When interviewed by Sue today, Devlin's brother Steve said he was confident Scott was not involved with the young woman's death. Several neighbors speculated the young woman had been in her apartment for multiple days before police found her. If he had seen something, and then sat here doing his normal thing through the weekend, he was off all weekend long, and then went to work like normal on Monday, and then decided Tuesday he'd better hide? I mean, it just doesn't make sense, Steve said.